Ah, yes. Welcome to another episode of SDI, The Degenerate. We are recording on this day, September 28th, 2021. I know what you guys are thinking. Wait a minute. Did you guys just do a podcast 2 days ago? No, we did a podcast last week on the September 22nd. I just didn't upload it to the Anchor and told me to the Apple Podcast, Google, and all that stuff until yesterday. And so I'm a buffoon. I'm a total buffoon. I was trying to upload it during the weekend, but then I was having technical problems, and then I got distracted by football. And so no, if you're listening to the podcast that just got released yesterday, that podcast was from before this past weekend's slate of football games.
That's right. They can binge the podcast now, two in a row.
Yeah, that's right. You can binge now. Kind of like SDI. You had to binge this last few episodes of Ted Lasso because
I had to watch seven episodes.
So I'm going to set this up. Right now it is 7:18 p.m. local time. What's up, Vinny V?
Oh, we lost Robbie. What's up, Vinny V? How you doing, man? I binged seven episodes of Ted Lasso.
I was trying to put up a Twitch for Vinny V. Is Ted Lasso worth it? Well, look, I'm not going to tell you whether it's worth it or not.
It is.
It's 7:19. So I think to set it up, we'll go to 7:30. 7:30 on the that's 11 minutes of time to let people know that, hey, there might be some spoilers because something happened at the end of the most recent episode that just got dropped. And that completely blew my mind. And I'm like, SDI, you got to catch up. There's something that happened that I really have to talk about.
Yeah, and I don't even know what it is. I don't even know what you're talking about. Like, but I'm actually curious to see why you made me binge this.
So you didn't have the same mind-blowing. I can already tell you didn't have the same mind-blowing effect as I did.
Right. Yeah, I have no idea.
Okay, this is good. So I'm gonna put up a banner. I'm gonna create a banner. I should have done this before we went live, but whatever. PLP, as the old saying is. I'm going to put up a banner saying, warning, meaning Ted. And it's actually not even about the plot or any of the characters. It's just a revelation that happened in one of the episodes. In the most recent one.
Now I think I know what you're talking about.
Warning, Ted Lasso, spoiler, 7:30 p.m. 30 p.m. So it gives people plenty of time. I'm going to put that up there. I'm going to leave it up there.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. See, yeah. You like that?
That was good producing there, Robin. Yeah.
Well, it would have been better producing if I had that ready before, you know, we were launching live on the
air. That's true. That is true.
So yeah, 6 and 11. Look, see Matt 0102 is a regular. He's always in when the first 5 minutes of our show.
Yeah.
And he's saying the 6 and 11 is looking good. You know, there's now the Dolphins are now 1-2. It was a horrible game, like the first, 95% of the game. The Dolphins are really struggling. Well, first they got off to a 14-0 lead, thanks to the Raiders being buffoons with their pick six and that stupidly going for it on their own 30 in the first quarter. And then they basically spotted the Dolphins 14 points. The Raiders then went on to go 25 in a row. The key is 25. Daniel Carlson missed an extra point that would have made it 26. We didn't think it was any big deal at the time, but then the Dolphins ended up getting it down to 8 with a field goal. And by the way, they missed a field goal, but then in the half too. And then Jacoby Brissett, after being pretty horrible all game, he didn't really throw an interception, but he's just throwing all short passes. His yards per attempt was horrible. I mean, Jalen Waddle had 12 catches for 58 yards.
The Jarvis Landry line.
Jarvis Landry line. It's actually, I saw a stat for Barry Jackson that it's the least amount of yards on 12 or more catches. It's Brian Westbrook back in 2006. And it's the first time that somebody that wasn't a running back posted those numbers since 1950.
Yeah,
that's what we traded an extra first.
I mean, that sounds exactly what I would expect from a offense that has more than one offensive coordinator.
and so Jacoby Brissett leads a nice drive, guts on his part to drive the team down the field, and the Raiders help with some pass interference to put the ball in the one, And then Malcolm Brown couldn't do anything with two wildcat carries. And then on fourth down, the clock is running in a panic setting. Jacoby was very calm, busted out a nice run for a touchdown. And then he hits Will Fuller on the two-point conversion. The game goes to overtime. The teams exchange field goals. The Raiders got the ball first, so they were able to get the second field goal. Now, you can maybe call and maybe have this segment ready for the pass of the week when we get into that, because Brian Flores basically paid for the tie on fourth down and like two or three from the Raiders' like 32-yard line, down three in overtime. He could have kicked the field goal. I mean, he could have gone for it. But basically kicking the field goal, there's a little bit over 2 minutes left in overtime. He almost assures that the best thing he could do is tie.
Yeah, he was playing for the tie.
Yeah, playing for the tie. Now, you need a three and out to get the ball back. And then you would still have to drive down the field just to get a field goal range. A lot of things has to go happen. So Trevor from the 203, I just saw Barry, apparently there's rumblings about this Dave Hyde article.
Yeah, he was on Hawkman, I think, and I caught the end of the interview. I didn't catch the whole thing.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think everyone's treating it as like a groundbreaking article. We basically, from what I haven't read it, but from what I heard, it's just him saying that the Dolphins made a mistake drafting Tua over Herbert.
He didn't say anything that you haven't heard on this podcast before,
yeah,
except for Herbert, because Herbert also sucks.
Somebody got to better write the somebody has to write the column about trading up for Jaylen Waddle was extremely stupid. I don't care how many catches he has. He is not amazing. He's okay, and Jamar Chase way better than him, and the Dolphins moved out of the position to get him. And Jaylen Waddle not that much better than Devontae Smith, and really not that much better than any receiver that any receiver could have put up Waddle's stat line the other day with who was playing. And a lot of the stuff depends on who the quarterback is too. Like Rondale Moore had an amazing week one and two. He also has Kyler Murray as his quarterback. Elijah Moore up and down. I mean, he hasn't put up the best stat line with the Jets. But at the same time, his quarterback's rookie Zach Wilson,
And that team is a disaster. That team needs a lot of help on offensive line, like the Dolphins.
Yeah, I always tell people, like, people are obsessed about receivers. People that play Madden in fantasy football, because you don't draft offensive linemen in fantasy football. So they're like, ew. People see offensive linemen as like boring, but you need boring for the exciting to be exciting. Your skillful playmakers can't make plays unless the quarterback is being protected. That's what I always tell people. But to Tahoe 2021 says, Hyde's point was Herbert should have been the pick. Not that Tua will be bad, but Herbert is a star right now. Now, he did throw for four touchdowns.
But see, I think that's a bad – if that's – I didn't read the article, but if that's the take, that's a bad take, because who cares who's the better guy now? If people believe that Tua is going to be better over like in the long term, then I don't care if Herbert's okay for a year and a half and then Tua ends up being good for 10 years. But, I mean, not that I'm saying that's going to happen, because I think they both will end up being bad, but – Herbert was not better in college, Vinny V. That's not even close.
Statistically, he was not better in college, but now we know that stuff is not as important as we made it seem at the time. And I was guilty too. I wanted to over Herbert. I was very turned off by Herbert's performance in the Arizona State game, in which you want to talk about historical columns. I still remember that Armando column ripping Justin Herbert, basically calling him another Ryan Tannehill after that Arizona State game. It was very underwhelming.
I hate this. I understand why people do it, because it was the pick right after, but this is a silly comparison. Like, they both could have been good. They both could have been bad. They both might still be good. They're probably both going to be bad. Like, who cares? There's no skill to drafting. It's all luck.
Well, but SDI, you said how much did we talk about? Oh, Herbert's gonna light up the combine, and everyone's gonna fall in love with him, and they're gonna make a stupid pick. And Herbert did light up the combine, but he's not. He ends up, but we could say we were wrong.
Well, let's have Justin Herbert win a big game first before we crown him the next Dan Marino.
He just went on the road and won at Kansas City.
Nah, it's week three. Anybody can win week three at Arrowhead. Oh, we lost Robbie again.
I'm here.
You asked a question. Which New York team is worse? I think the Mets are the worst New York team. Maybe the Knicks. Possibly the Islanders. But if we're talking football only, I think the Jets are worse than the Giants. Giants are more embarrassing. The Jets are a worse team. Vinny V, Herbert did more with less. Yes, but he also did more against less competition. Vinny V saying that Herbert did more with less. Alabama is playing in the SEC, which is a lot harder than Oregon.
Justin Herbert also had Penei Sewell protecting his blindside. Penei Sewell, by the way, has yet to allow a sack so far this regular season. I know he did in the preseason, but we all knew. We're starting to figure out what preseason's all about after Jamar Chase has dropped snafu, and now Jamar Chase might be the offensive rookie of the year early on.
Yeah, it's amazing how he can all of a sudden see the ball like without the white lines.
In preseason, that's how we had the preseason, so you can get used to seeing the ball.
Yeah, sure.
I do love Penei Sewell. By the way, Penei Sewell, I said this at the time, is not worth giving up the extra first-round pick for. But out of the options available at six, he was by far the best of it, prospect available. He was the most worth it. Out of all the guys they could have taken at six, Penei Sewell was the closest thing to justifying giving up a second, an extra first-round pick to get him. And that's why I screamed, you got to have the balls to take Penei Sewell. And they didn't.
I want to go back to what Tahoe said, that Hyde said that he would rather have a star right now who is proven good. Again, how many times have we had quarterbacks that were good for a year and change, and then all of a sudden they're out of the league in a year and a half? Like, let's slow down. Let's pump the brakes a little bit on Justin Herbert, especially knowing that franchise that he plays for.
So Tahoe also points out, according to PFF, Chargers had the worst offensive line last year. It's an ouch for the Tua argument.
No. They had a horrible line last year. Their line's gotten a lot better this year. And that's why they only won like five games last year. People forget that the Chargers won like five.
Oh, by the way, SDI, do you want to remind the people what the Chargers did with their first round pick in this draft?
I don't remember.
Offensive line.
Oh, really?
And now their offensive line's a lot better. Is that what you're telling me?
Well, not just that. They had a couple signings too, I believe. I don't know. I don't follow them anymore. I try to stay away from them as much as I can. Football simple. Offensive line and defensive line. You get to the quarterback, you protect your quarterback. It's not that hard. Not that hard of a sport. Most of these guys that are quarterbacks in the NFL can do it, or can have the talent to do it if they have a good offensive line. And it's not that complicated.
LSU Phil points out, one, Herbert sucked in college. Two, Berber had without a doubt the single best season of any quarterback in college football history. And by the way, as soon as he got his receiver back from LSU, he's starting to light it up again. I'm not going to put up number three. Yeah. I'm not going to put up number three.
Yeah, but the argument here isn't Burrow. Everybody knew Burrow was going to be number one. That wasn't an option for Miami. Let's pump the brakes on this. I know after every single pass that Justin Herbert completes to a wide open Keenan Allen, because he's the best route runner in the NFL, everybody, the Dolphins should have drafted Herbert. Like, you know, Devontae Parker ain't getting that wide open. Jaylen Waddle ain't getting that wide open. Albert Wilson ain't getting that wide open.
Well, all right. It's 7:30. I promise. I had this banner up there on the screen this whole time. Now, I promise this isn't if you're watching Ted Lasso, this isn't a spoiler about the plot. This doesn't have anything to do with any of the characters on the show. It's actually it's a real life fact nugget that was dropped at the end of the most recent episode of Ted Lasso. Which, by the way, season one was great. Season two has gotten a little bit sappy,
Season one was hilarious. Season two is more like serious.
It's taking a very serious turn.
Yeah, they're trying to do like character development. I don't care about the characters. I just want to be funny.
I think they got a little because they got nominated for all the Emmys. They started feeling themselves. They wanted.
Yeah,
to be
they
more,
had
like,
to pander to the Hollywood
shows.
Left. You know, they had to do weird things. But yeah, go for it.
All right. So, at the end of the most recent episode, the whole theme of this episode revolves around the very hit song by Rick Astley. I'm never gonna give you up.
Oh yes, you made me binge because we're talking about Rick Astley.
Yes, okay. I knew you're gonna get mad at me. So, at the very end of this episode, NLW team owner and her mom are lying on this bed and they're just scrambling through old stuff and they find this old tape and they put this VHS into the player.
And I have a feeling we might need a disclaimer here.
No, I don't think this is a Well, the disclaimer is, I mean, it's a spoiler for the it's the very end of the most recent episode. But people watch this episode without me spoiling it, they might not get the same effect I did. I feel like I'm the only one so far. But they start. All right. So bottom line is they start playing a music video of Rick Astley's "Never Gonna Give You Up." Nah. And then, to my surprise, some white dude is in this music video. I was like, "What?" And then,
wait. So, okay, keep going.
So, and then, as they're in the bed, the ladies on the TV show are even like, wait a minute, I thought he was black. Isn't he black? And then the other lady just shrugs and laughs. And then that moment, I'm like, oh my god! I thought Rick Astley was black too this whole entire time.
Really?
Until right there, this very
You've
moment.
You've never seen him? Like, that music video is one of the most famous music videos of all time.
I know. I mean, every time I hear, then I guess I've never been Rickrolled, or I never stayed long enough on the Rickroll video, but. It's amazing how they knew that. Like, they even referenced it on the show. I wonder how many people thought that Rick Astley was black and then were surprised at that very moment, had their minds blown that Rick Astley was white and he's a bloke.
Yeah, yeah. I guess Levitar plays this game all the time, so we can play it too, right?
Well, we're not playing any. I mean, I'm not playing any games. I'm just saying, like, for the longest time.
Yeah, I can't believe you thought he was black. I can't, he's very well known. Like,
I know he's very well known. But every time I listen to him, I just assumed he was
like you
black
didn't guy. you never saw any. Like, I'm sure he played at the Hard Rock. You never saw any like
no,
Billboard.
I never saw Rick Astley. It was just in my mind. And then watching that episode of Ted Lasso, when they start playing that music video, I'm like, my mind is totally blown. I'm like, oh my god!
Yeah, we could have easily talked about this with me not having to spend 7 hours in the last.
But what if you thought Rick Astley was black too, and then you watch that last scene and you're like, oh my god! I didn't want to rip you off.
All right, fine, fair enough.
And so, no, we're not playing a game. We're not playing the Levitard game of NEV. But I was just like, I was just completely, I wonder how many people had the same reaction as I did when they saw, and they even talked about it on the show, and then the mom goes to the daughter.
My sister just sent me a text saying that she also thought he was black.
Ah, see? Wait, are you making that up? Is that real?
No, that's right. 100%. I can show you, but yeah, no.
Shout out to your sister for overwatching us in the stream. Mm-hmm. And so I had to get that in. If you hadn't binge watched this, I wouldn't have been able to talk about it. I wouldn't have been able to bring it up.
Yeah, we would have saved everybody in this chat 15 minutes of nonsense.
But that would
happen. I'm kidding.
But you see, at the same time, we're spoiling, but without spoiling. It's nothing to do with the plot. It has nothing to do with any character on the show. It's just, it's a real life fact that blew my mind.
It's a fun fact that you didn't know.
Yeah, but I've known this. I mean, I've had it. I know who Rick Astley is.
You've heard the song a million times in your life.
I heard the song a million times. He has two hits that I know of.
That's the only one I know of.
Yeah, he's up there, Together Forever one. That's who. At least I think. I don't know. My mind's all messed up.
I don't know.
But then I watched Ted Lasso, and they somehow the people knew exactly what I was thinking in that moment when I was watching that music video. I was like, whoa, my God, this whole time.
Yeah.
Years.
Yeah, it's amazing. Amazing you learn the things you learn on Ted Lasso. You learn how to live your life, you learn how to be happy, and you learn that Rick Astley's black.
No, he's not black. Vinny V wants to know if you've had any blind dates lately.
No blinds. Just regulars.
And
although
with that,
I feel better on the blind ones if they can't see me.
Oh, God. Oh my God! Oh, big tones on the chat.
Yeah,
he's very confident in his luck. He let me know.
He might actually. Well, he hit last week after the flip. I don't even know what he had last week. Did he hit
had
last
Notre
week?
Dame. He flipped first. He's in Wisconsin.
Oh, and then he flipped to Notre Dame. All right,
then
finally.
We told him that the game wasn't in Madison; that it was at Soldier Field. And he's like, oh, Notre Dame, and he ends up lucking into. Trevor, you answer this question on the silent chat. Hinge or Bumble for the NLWs lately? And then you replied, Bumble, I don't do well on Hinge.
But the one I do best on is JSwipe, the Jewish one.
What is Hinge?
It's another dating app.
Yeah. How many, but do you have 5 tabs open of dating apps? Do you go Tinder, Hinge,
Bumble, JSwipe? Well, they're apps. They're not tabs. They're apps.
But can't you access them on the computer?
I don't think so, no.
But like all right. So you have to have a tablet or a phone to use these apps. You can't just go to Tinder.com and pull it up.
I don't know. I'll let you know. I'll try it. I'll try it out later.
should we put it on the screen? I mean, I'm too.
No. Let's not. No.
Well, with that, let's get to our pick. We got to get to our picks. We got a lot of picks here. I don't know. Last week we made it under 2 hours. SDI.
We got to make it under 2 hours too. I got a flight tomorrow.
Oh yeah, you're going off to Mexico. I don't know.
I'm flying. I'm flying though. I'm not coming across the Rio Grande.
LSU Phil leads the leagues in chats that I can't put up on the screen. But all right, we're starting with college football. Thursday night, Virginia at Miami. The Canes are now a skyrocketing 5-point favorite.
This is my lock of the week.
The Canes opened at 3. This morning it was at 4, and now it's at 5. So
do we know who's playing quarterback?
We don't know, but I feel like the rumblings are that, you know, Derek, if the line's going to move that much, Derek King is coming back.
I think he's the opposite way.
Oh, you feel like Tyler Van Dyke is a better, these lines moving because of Tyler Van Dyke from Glastonbury, Connecticut, according to Trevor for the 203?
I'll tell you why, because Van Dyke is healthy. Derek King is not. He's clearly still hurt.
And it's a short week, but I mean, Derek King didn't play last week.
Right, he didn't play. Yeah. This is my lock of the week. This is the easiest bet on the board. Virginia money line.
Yeah, so boy, you're catching 5 points. You're probably getting like, you know, plus 175 maybe on the money line.
You know what? I might even buy points. I might even take Virginia minus 3.
It's selling. Oh, Virginia minus 3. Yeah, you could take an alternate line. You know what? Mm-hmm. Let's look that up. I wish I could put up, you know, the betting site on the screen. I mean, I can, but I don't know. I don't want to get in trouble. But
let's not look that up. Let's move along.
No, it's too late. We're pot committed into looking up.
Snap boy Trevor's from the 203s on it.
Oh, all right. So I don't want the Edmonton Elks and the Ottawa Redbacks. Wait a minute. Weren't the Edmonton something else? Weren't the Elks another name? Did they change their name? But yeah, okay, you got plus 170. Man, I'm so good at this on the money line. And if you want to take an alt spread, the alt spread loading, if you want to take Virginia minus 3, you get plus 200.
Perfect. Done. Easy money. It's gonna pay for my flight back from Mexico. It's going to pay for my test that I have to take to get back, even though I'm vaccinated.
So wait, yeah, they were the Eskimos. Did they change their name?
I wonder why. What they were? No, they were one of like the Indians and the Washington football team that had to change their name.
Well, yeah, I mean the Eskimos. I thought, you know, maybe you know the like Eskimo brothers. That's a thing, you know.
No, but it wasn't. You know, that's not what they were referring to.
No, now we're referring to the Eskimo brothers. So if he had two teammates play on the who once played on the Eskimos, can you call them Eskimo brothers?
I mean, where were they from? Edmonton?
Edmonton, yeah.
Yeah, they probably all – there's probably like 4 women in Edmonton, right?
Okay. Next – so I haven't given my pick. Oh, yeah, Virginia – I'm not going to go for UVA minus 3, but Virginia money line, I'm definitely hopping all over it. But the line keeps moving the way it's moving. You got to wait till – maybe it goes to 6 Thursday.
This is a Thursday right before kickoff bet.
Yeah, this is a Thursday
right before kickoff. It'll keep moving Miami's favor unless they announce that the Derrick King's out, and then it might – go the other way, but if that's the case, I'm okay with Miami.
Yeah, I heard that the Virginia quarterback, Brennan Armstrong, is like the number one ranked college quarterback on PFF, but on the flip side, Virginia has statistically like the 118th best defense or the second worst, like the third worst defense in the league. I know they gave up 59 to UNC and they got run by Wake and Take, who's now in the top 25, but I know, and the Canes are getting Jalen Knighton back, a running back who they didn't have the first 4 games. But yeah, you can't. Especially, I mean, you can't trust the Canes. And Manny Diaz is already cranking up the excuse machine again. I love the Kirk Herbstreit. What's the opposite? Whatever the opposite of a biasso is, that's what Kirk Herbstreit was for, calling out the U and referencing Barry Jackson's article and ripping them. It was great. It was glorious.
Yeah, I didn't know. I didn't know they got the Herald in Tennessee.
You'd be surprised. He's Kirk Herbstreit.
Yeah, right. He gets it delivered on a private jet from ESPN.
He gets all 130 FBS report newspapers.
You think he read up on Central Connecticut before the game last week?
Yes. Yeah. You know what? Because they were playing Miami. He got a special order of the Central Connecticut Press sent to his house.
Well, at least it's not as pinko as the Herald.
Whoa! Damn, SDI. Damn it. Don't worry, Tony. I'm gonna send you the link. All right. Then we go into front. Virginia have to be on the side of Virginia. Canes are awful. Virginia, you know, they're not good either, but the Canes can't be given 5 points.
I'm not going to trust Miami giving points. No way in hell.
Houston at Friday night, Houston at Tulsa. Tulsa laying 4.5 points. Check this out. Tulsa 1-3 at home, laying 4.5. Against Houston. I'm going to take the Cougs. It feels like a trap, but I know all because Tulsa hung with Ohio State for 3.5 quarters. I'll take the Cougs in the four.
Houston's not good this year. I like Tulsa here.
No, there's Tulsa. One in sitting at one. I mean, at sitting at one. I know they had a close call with Oklahoma State too. Oh.
My surface wants to know how likely I am to refer Windows 10 to a friend. Like, no, dude. Like, everybody out there, they have two options, Windows or Mac. Like, come on.
All right. Friday night, Iowa at Maryland. Iowa, a 3.5 road favorite.
You know what I'm doing here? I'm never betting Maryland again, Iowa.
Yeah, I'm still shell-shocked from a couple years ago when I took Maryland +7 against Penn State on a Friday night, and they lost 56-0 or 59-0. I don't care about baby Tua. Give me Iowa. Lay the 3.5.
Yeah.
The last Friday night game, BYU at Utah State, rivalry game. BYU laying 8.5 on the road. BYU, Utah State had a big home game against Boise State last week. It was like on CBS, and they just came out flat. I'll take BYU, lay the 8.5.
Yeah, bring them young easily. This is easy. This is easy money Friday night. This is a good Shabbos bet.
Oh. And so now that takes us into the Saturday slate. As I just sent the invite to our locksmith, to our locksmith. Saturday night, the Saturday at noon, the game day game, Arkansas at Georgia. I wonder if Kirk Herbstreit is going to be calling this game because game day's there. It's on ESPN. They have the rights to the game.
Yeah, then they should.
But it's a nooner. It is a nooner. It's a nooner on ESPN because you can't have the SEC games on ABC yet until they take over the contract at like 24. Mm. But Auburn, I mean, we watched the end of that Arkansas game. Arkansas, Jerry Jones was sans pants on the field after they beat A&M.
I've never seen him so happy in his life.
They're at Georgia. Georgia is an 18.5 point home favorite. You know what? I think I'm going to ride with the Hogs. I think I'm going to ride with the Hogs. I'll take the 18.5. They play good defense.
Yeah.
KJ Jefferson.
They're a good football team. I like Arkansas here as well.
They could run the football, control the clock. I'm not saying they're going to win. Hogs against Dogs is a good name. But all right. Without further ado, Big Tone, what's up? King of Kings.
Tony, you're 1-2 this year. What do you mean King of Kings?
I'm still the King of Kings, but my what, buddy?
By the way, Tony, you were counting chickens in the fantasy football matchup.
I was not counting chickens. I told it. I have been we win.
All right, Tony. And
Robbie, we're now top of the mountain all by ourselves for now. You know.
That's right. We're co-managing.
Yeah, cool. Do it in the playoffs, bro. Win a playoff game and then
relax. Keep crying, my friend. All right.
Win a game without your kicker kicking a 78-yard field goal.
Yeah, here we go with a kicker. Oh god,
that
here
was
we go.
Too. I think we won by exactly five
you
points.
Say me on when you said to me on Twitter, "Cry me a river, SDI." Just like the Padres are now done. And their season's over.
Kind of like what about the Marlins, Tony? How are the Marlins doing?
Hey! They have not lost 100 games this year.
This is great. Neither have the Padres, Tony. So we're both doing well.
Yeah. All right, Tony.
but you have a high expectation, and it's hurting you big time.
No, I never have expectations.
I'm not hurting by the Marlins. Hurting big time.
I don't have expectation.
All right, staying the best team in the National League, going to win the World Series. Okay. I know you're hurting inside.
I'm a real fan of my teams, unlike you.
All right, Tone. Without further ado,
the guy you mentioned that.
What is your big lock this week?
My big lock this week, and this is funny as hell to me. Syracuse gaining 4 points against FSU. Hold up. Boise State's favorite again. They were underdog against Notre Dame at home. They lost. They were favorite against Jacksonville State. Lost. Their favorite is Louisville. They lost. So, hold up. Here's the logic. They're 0-4, and you favor a 0-4 team. They lost at home mostly.
I like that pick, Tone. Whoa.
What are you, Eli? Who are you, Eli Manning?
Yeah, I feel behind me.
Oh, it's LSU Phil. LSU Phil doing the Eli Manning.
Yeah.
I'm thinking myself, why is Vegas paying? So I'm gonna say, you know what? This is my lock. This call be my lock of the year, probably. K Syracuse on the money line.
All right, I like it. In fact, yeah. Well, Florida State has lost what, three of their four games at home this year. They covered against Notre Dame, but then they threw it late an egg against Jacksonville State. They went at Wake Forest and they got blown out. And despite everybody on game day picking them to win, and then they were a slight underdog against Louisville. I think Louisville was only favored by 1.5, and they covered pretty easily. Even though the back door was slightly open at the end, but Florida State couldn't do anything. And yeah, now you're telling me they are favored. I have it in front of me. Florida State's a 4.5-point favorite at home against Syracuse. I like that bet. I take the money line bet too.
They're 0-4, Robbie. I mean, it's still an 0-14 game favorite. I'm like, hold up. Syracuse is pretty decent. I've been seeing them. I've been watching them the last few weeks in these newly games. They're pretty decent. They're okay, but. Florida State cannot be a decent team. To afford, they are a very, very bad team. I'm sorry, but you know what? I don't care if it's in Tallahassee. I'm taking Syracuse in the 4 points.
Yeah, I do that too. SDI, we can get this game out of the way. What do you got, Syracuse or Florida State? Florida State minus 4.5.
I like Florida State.
I just want to go opposite. Well, LSU
he might go 0-2 his lock picks.
No, it's not a lock pick. I didn't say it was a lock pick. I said if I'm going to bet that game, I would have bet Florida State.
All right.
But I'm riding with you, Tone. I'm riding with you. And even right. LSU Phil says great pick by the Warlock.
Yeah.
Florida State stakes. Holy hell, Almighty have fallen. All right, Tone.
All right, Tone. Get back into Sweet Caroline. Say hi to Angela for me.
I will.
I can tell where Tony is just by his background. I can tell exactly where he is whenever he's in Briggle just by his background.
And LSU Phil dropping by and giving us the couple birds. Mm-hmm. And that's coming back up on the chat. That's amazing. All right, peace, Tone. Peace. All right. That is the great Big Tone, a.k.a. the Warlock, coming in, giving a good lock with the Syracuse catching four.
Yeah, he was very – I saw him yesterday. No wonder he had his lock ready by Monday.
But yesterday.
He doesn't – if he sees me before the pod, he won't tell me what he's doing because he doesn't want to ruin it, which I understand. But he just said he was very confident. He said, I might make this my lock of the year, which he ended up saying on the pod.
So, yeah, that's a pretty good. I mean, it is baffling that Florida State is still giving Florida State all that respect. And now we'll roll on with the rest of the Saturday schedule. We already did Arkansas game day game. Now we go to Michigan at Wisconsin. Wisconsin's 1-2, and they are a 1-point favorite at home. This one's a little tricky, SDI, because I know Wisconsin sucks. Michigan's on it, is riding high. But I feel like every time Michigan goes into Wisconsin, they get stopped. But I can't take Wisconsin. Graham Hurts is really bad. Their offense is terrible. They scored 20 points in any of their Power Five games.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna take the bait. I'll be the sucker and take Michigan plus the one.
No, I like Michigan here too. I'd also like to not watch this game.
Well, it's the big noon game on Fox.
That's an 11 a.m. kickoff in Mexico City. I'm not watching.
You don't want to Gus. It's too early for Gus Johnson.
Yeah, I haven't even had my chilaquiles yet.
Tennessee at Missouri. Missouri's a 3-point favorite. Tennessee, so even though they hung with Florida for a half, but I'll still take Mizzou. Lay the three.
Trevor from the 203 with a question: what's the worst offense, the Bears or the Badgers? That's a good question.
Ooh.
That is a very good question.
That's deep.
I mean, I would throw the Eagles in there, maybe. Maybe throw the Dolphins in there, but I would say the Bears.
Yeah, well, I mean, yeah, Wisconsin. I'd say Wisconsin because they always have the best offensive line, and for them not to be able to score with the offensive line they have is pretty bad. Just so you know, pretty bad the quarterback is, and he's like the highest rated.
We don't have Jonathan Taylor anymore.
Yeah, and he's like the highest rated quarterback ever to go to Wisconsin. He's like the highest stars to ever go to Wisconsin.
That's why the other guy went to Notre Dame, right?
Yeah, Jack Cohn went to Notre Dame and beat him.
Yeah,
even though there were some 2 pick-sixes in the final minute,
revenge game
that pumped up the score. And so here, all right, as we carry on through the schedule, Charlotte at Illinois. Oh God, Illinois 11-point favorite. Illinois has lost 4 in a row since that feel good win against Nebraska, that opener.
Illinois.
So they lost to UTSA, but UTSA is better than we thought. I'll take Charlotte.
You know what they say about Larry Coker coaching? They always surprise you.
That's true. Pittsburgh at Georgia Tech. Pitt is a 3.5 roadie at Georgia Tech. Georgia Tech did just beat North Carolina, but that's because Sam Howell is not a blacksmith. Some call him a whitesmith. But I'll take Pitt. I'll lay the 3.5. Georgia Tech's not going to have two good weeks in a row.
I like Georgia Tech. I think Pitt's extremely overrated.
That's not Shaq behind me. It's Zoe. It's Alonzo Mourning. It's an old thing of Alonzo Mourning. It's not Shaq.
Shaq wasn't here long enough for you to buy a poster.
All right. And speaking of North Carolina, Duke at North Carolina. North Carolina is a 19.5 point favorite at home in a rivalry game. Huge. I believe they play for the Bell.
This is a big rivalry game.
No lie, I saw Zoe this evening on the sidewalk at Brickell. Not hard to identify.
No, he is not. Yeah, he was getting out of media day.
Oh yeah, media day was yesterday.
Yeah, so we have to hear interviews with Eric Spoelstra saying nothing to end the Tobin and Leroy show. Like, let's interview a coach who says nothing, who's never said anything interesting in his life.
By the way, you could clearly, obviously I know that from seeing the pictures of Tobin.
Oh, they were wearing a mask, yeah.
Yeah, but you could tell in the interview, you could tell how muffled the Tobin and Lee were asking questions. Cause,
yeah, yeah, right.
Spo, what do you think of the, what are they going right. to do this year?
Yeah.
but the Spo was sitting there with
there were some pictures where they were wearing masks, some where they weren't, the players weren't wearing, it was very weird.
The players
weird.
Never wore one.
But it was very weird.
I guess there's a rule. I mean, there's a rule. They probably made them.
I definitely think it was a Heat decision. I don't think it was Tobin.
Yeah, because it sounded like, like you could definitely tell Tobin.
It definitely sounded muffled, yeah.
Yeah. He was muzzled like the mad dog. Yeah. Anyways, they always say they ran a test before the show and everything. Yeah. Then Mets made everyone wear a mask, but Kyrie didn't have to because he was on Zoom.
Oh, there was a great Kyrie joke in Ted Lasso.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there was.
Yeah.
Should we drop that one too?
I don't know. Yeah, do you remember it?
I do remember it, but I don't know.
Go for it.
A spoiler alert for Ted Lasso. It's a great one-liner where Ted Lasso gets asked if he wants some water. Is tap water okay?
That's what it was.
And then Ted Lasso goes, I like my water like Kyrie Irving likes his earth. Flat.
Flat.
Flat. And so, yeah, that was a great one-liner there. But anyways, Duke, North Carolina. North Carolina is much better at home. I'll take UNC. I'll lay the points in a rivalry game.
What was the game again?
Duke and North Carolina.
Oh, yeah, Carolina.
Not basketball. Just
Yeah. Give me Roy Williams over Coach K here.
Now, I'm sorry to do this, SDI, but I have to find out what trophy they play for. I want to say it's some sort of victory bell, North Carolina.
They play for the who gets a bigger suitcase to give to the basketball recruits.
That's what it should be.
Or who gets a better tutor to do the test for their students.
Yeah, it is the victory bell. Damn it. Right,
well done. Well done. Well done.
Yeah. Now should we get a push? Should we pull up a picture of the victory bell?
No. Let's keep going.
All right. Yeah. No, it's a huge bell. But yeah, it should be. It should be the team carrying a giant briefcase as the winner.
Yeah. Right.
Can I put these two twitches from?
Yes, you can. I think Angela gave him some of that. That's why he's typing these things.
I like my coffee like I like my rum, dark and all mixed up.
Diet or zero or regular?
Well, if you're doing that much damage, I mean, what's the low calorie going to do at that point? You already have rum, coffee, and even if you have a Coke Zero, even if you have the coffee with sugar, but you mix it with Coke Zero, with Coke Zero, and like, you're even.
Yeah, right. But you'll cut down a little bit of the sugar.
Yeah. I'm not putting that one up there, LSU Phil. Trevor says the winner gets to be Coach K's assistant. All right. And now the next game on the list. Wow, we're going on a slow pace.
Vinny V says the white Coke. Does he mean vanilla Coke? Is that what he's talking about?
Oh, yeah, vanilla Coke, yeah. Cherry Coke.
Okay.
Minnesota at Purdue. Purdue's a 2.5 point favorite at home. I'm taking Purdue.
Yeah, Minnesota's terrible. Give me the Boilermakers.
This one's a whopper at noon. Toledo at UMass.
We're still at the noon games? Oh, my goodness.
Toledo is laying 27 points on the road at UMass. I think the UMass trade is starting to get back on tracks. Yeah. I think they got blown out last week. I'm taking Toledo laying under 14.
Holy Toledo. I like Toledo here.
Yeah, they lost by 50 to Coastal. And so that was, which LSU Phil likes to bring up that Coastal's a cover machine.
They are.
All right. Moving on. I got to go back because I looked at the UMass schedule. So I have to go back down to the regular college football schedule.
Should we do halftime?
All right, fine. Oh, no, but we still got so much games left.
All right.
I mean, even though it would make sense. Oh, my God. No. Oh, my thing's not loading. All right, fine. I guess we're doing the early halftime. We got a lightning delay. All right, SDI, what do we got for the bio? Oh, no way. That's awesome. No wonder you wanted to do it so soon.
Oh, I want to get out of the way.
Oh, hold on. All right, SDI. Well, let's start this off. Who's on the list?
Let's see. Oh, we got kickers in fantasy football.
Oh, I'm not with you on that.
It's a fake position. There's no skill in it. It doesn't matter. If you draft the best or the worst kicker, it means nothing. Get him out of fantasy football, it's over.
I mean, you're just bitter because of Justin Tucker.
No. I've had weeks where I won because of my kicker, and it's not a true win. It's not a true win. Like
I mean the kicker. You need. I always like having the kicker, and like, I don't like the extra.
Like I have Matt Prater, so there's games where Arizona doesn't score, he's gonna have 20 points. There's games where Arizona scores a lot, he's gonna have 5 points. Like there's nothing. There's no skill to it.
Everything. Always need a kicker in everything. Like in poker. You need a kicker in poker when there's an ace on the board and each player is holding an ace in their hand. And what's the tiebreaker come down to? Comes down to the kicker. And so that's I feel like you know that's basically where the kicker is. You have the rest of your roster, your running backs, your receivers, quarterbacks, tight ends, defense, and when all else is tight, it comes down to your kicker. You're holding a king or you're holding a two.
Right.
Oh, I've had too much rum. I messed up the joke. It's like it's supposed to be a like woman. Oh.
Did you put it up by mistake?
Oh,
You didn't read the whole thing before you put it up?
Yeah, well, I mean, I need approval before I put that up.
You know me. Go for it.
Well, I'm not doing that. All right. And our SDI, what else do we have for up by this week?
People, I saw this all day on Sunday, like nonstop. These pictures like zoomed in of the play on Will Fuller that everybody thought was a pass interference. Like in real time, that wasn't pass interference.
Yeah, like I mean, I wasn't that outraged by that non-call at the
like,
time.
Yeah, if you slow everything down, zoom in, you're gonna find that on every play. But like it wasn't pass interference. The Dolphins lost because they're terrible, not because of a bad missed call. That wasn't a bad missed call.
And they could have gone for it on fourth down. And you know, avoided the tie altogether. All right, what else we got?
That's it.
I got one that you might be. I'm surprised you didn't drop this one. Gary Patterson, the TCU head coach. He's very upset about SMU planting the flag.
Oh yeah.
After they won the skillet, but at the same time, and then he goes on and says, "Oh, that thing was planned from the beginning. What? Like they knew they were going to win, and so they had this all
state.
Yeah, we didn't want them to plant the flag. The flag. Oh my God, the flag." The flag.
It's okay. It's a slip. It happens.
The flag. Then beat them. Then beat them.
Yeah. So what if they had a plan? It's the first time they won back to back skillets since like 50 years. Let them enjoy it. Dope. It's all right, Robbie. It happens. You didn't do it on purpose.
All right. Let's get back to the football picks.
Apparently, my nephew is watching the toys and he's loving the clown wig.
Thank God you're wearing a clown wig.
Right.
That comment's gonna be clipped and sent to everywhere. everywhere. I'm trying to get my games back on.
Just don't save this Twitch and edit it out of the recording. It's fine.
Yeah. Totally. I'm totally gonna spend that much time doing that. All right.
Trevor
all right.
203 says that LA Fitness is a bias of the week. Trevor, is that what you're saying? Your place of employment?
All right. Yeah. So now we need a follow up. All right, what did LA Fitness do, Trevor? Put it in the chat.
I saw something on Twitter where Trevor from the 203 was talking about how some Yankee fan tried to beat him up or something. Maybe it wasn't a Yankee fan.
But that's not LA Fitness.
No, it happened at the gym. It happened at the gym. That's why he said members.
SDI uses the wig as a prop to turn off the dates he doesn't like in person.
Correct.
Look at that, Indian Rasta.
Welcome, Indian Rasta. We miss you. You just got here.
I can't believe you got that wig.
It's great, right? $9.99 on Amazon.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Great deal. And so now we get back to our games. We left off on Toledo and UMass. I like Toledo. Did you pick Toledo? You took Holy Toledo. Yeah. Noon on ABC, Texas at TCU. Speaking of which, wow, what a segue from the Bias of the Week. Texas is a 5-point road favorite at TCU. I feel like Gary Patterson is going to be too busy whining. I'll take Texas.
Yeah, it is Texas for sure here. There it is. Trevor from the 203. Some Yankee bro wanted to fight me since Yankee titles that were won in the 1900s were won before before polo was cured. Yeah. Wait, Trevor from the you're polio. A Cubs fan, Trevor from or a Phillies? Cubs, I never forget.
He's a Cubs fan, but he's like from the Northeast.
Well, what I will say is, Trevor, every World Series that the Cubs have won were won before COVID was cured.
Anyways, next game, Memphis at Temple. Memphis is, I hate this when it scrolls up on you. Memphis is an 11.5-point roadie. I'll take Temple on the 11.5. Not feeling good about it though.
Nah, give me Memphis here.
Rasta sans pants about his Cowboys last night. We'll get to the Cowboys.
Yeah, they beat a bad Eagles team. Like that's what they're supposed to do. Indian Rasta, you're the last guy to complain about this. You're a Laker, Cowboy, whatever the LeBron James fan base is.
I saw that he was on a Peyton and Eli. I saw that LeBron James was on Peyton and Eli. And they asked
you know what? He asked for the first time in my life. I thought LeBron was a little bit likable.
Well, they talked about his, I don't know if that's true or not, but he said, oh, yeah, Jerry offered me a contract during the NBA lockout, and so did Pete Carroll.
I believe it.
Don't say Lebanon James in my name in the same sentence. All right, and now we go to the next game, Western Michigan at Buffalo. Western Michigan, hot. They're laying 6.5 on the road. Buffalo hung with Coastal, and it's hard to cover against Coastal. And so I'll take Buffalo in the 6.5
at home. I like Buffalo here, too. Give me the Wings.
The Wings. 12:30. We've made it a half an hour. Louisville at newly ranked Wake Forest. Wake and Take is laying 6.5 points. At
home. Louisville's really bad. Wake Forest is actually decent. Give me Wake.
Yeah, I'll take Wake Forest, too, laying under a touchdown. They're
hot. I think Wake might win the Coastal.
They're in the Atlantic. They're in the other
side. They might win the Atlantic, sorry.
I mean, yeah, they got the leg up on Clemson. Mm-hmm. Already, they're up on them in the standings because Clemson lost to NC State.
Yeah.
Appalachian State at Georgia State. Appalachian State's a 10-point road favorite out in ludicrous Georgia State. I'll take App State, lay the 10.
Yeah, App State does this to people, so I'm going to take Appalachian State.
That's a great Manny Diaz line. On the road. USC at Colorado.
They did it once in Michigan. This is what they do to people.
USC at Colorado. USC is a 7-point road favorite. Colorado's bad.
Yeah, fight on.
Yeah, well, I'll take fight on. Colorado, they hung with A&M, but they've been a disaster ever since. They got shut out by Minnesota at home 30-0. So stop scrolling up. I want to stay on the page. All right, big game on NBC, Cincinnati at Notre Dame. Cincinnati is a 2.5-point road favorite. And honestly, SDI, I think Cincinnati's going to whoop their ass.
Yeah, Cincinnati. If Cincinnati gets a chance in the playoffs, they'll win the national title.
I'm not going to go that far, but I'll say that Notre Dame, they've struggled against Florida State. But back before we knew how bad Florida State was, they struggled at home against Toledo. They had a whatever win against Purdue. And then it was a close game against Wisconsin for 3 quarters, and then they poured it on in the fourth because Wisconsin can't score. Yeah. But Cincinnati had the week off. Then again, so did Boston, Wisconsin the week before, and I think Cincinnati. This is the biggest game in Cincinnati history. Are saying it's a revenge game too for Cincinnati. Brian Kelly used to be the Cincinnati head coach. I think it's gonna be a whooping.
Yeah, I think so too.
And I don't think Notre Dame is not that good. UL Monroe at Coastal Carolina. We talked about them a lot already. Coastal is a 34.5-point favorite at home. I know
they're a cover machine, but there's a lot of points. But I'll also ride it. I'll ride that train until it derails.
Yeah, and UL Monroe's quarterback is uncertain. Rich Rodriguez is on the staff at UL Monroe. He got hospitalized with, he injured his lung. So, Rhett Rodriguez.
Oh, Rich Rodriguez's kid.
Yeah, Rich Rodriguez's kid. So the UL Monroe without the quarterback, unfortunately, I'll take Coastal. Eastern Michigan at Northern Illinois. Northern Illinois is a 2.5-point favorite. They beat Georgia Tech. I'll take Northern Illinois.
Yeah, give me the Huskies or whatever.
All right, this is the game that LSU Phil has been waiting for. The SEC game of the week, even though it's not the game day game. Ole Miss at Alabama, 3:30 on CBS. Alabama laying 14 and a half at home. I know Eli was trying to – Nick Saban was on Peyton and Eli.
Why do you think he was on there?
Well, I mean, Eli went to Ole Miss and then –
That's not why he was on there.
To talk. What? So you think there's a secret reason why he was on there?
Yeah, he was there trying to recruit Arch. No, specifically Arch, Trevor, from the 203, not just recruits. He wants Arch Manning.
Yeah, especially didn't you guys send me something that the only person Lane Kiffin follows on social media is Arch Manning?
Yeah, and then I think he felt bad, and so he started following Matt Corral as well. But yeah, for a while, no, I'm serious. Now he follows Ole Miss quarterback also.
but by the way, I know people they've been getting rave reviews by from the Peyton and Eli, and it has been good. But the one thing I can't stand is when they have a guest on. Like Peyton and Eli have professional microphones on. They have they have a wire attached. They have a lavalier. Yeah. They have TV quality microphones.
Yeah,
they're wearing wires. Like they wouldn't make it through undercover. They'd get patted down, and their wire would be found. But then when they interview a guest, Saban was using his Dell webcam, and they're talking on top of each other.
It's no different than when you call somebody on the radio and they answer with their phone.
Yeah, but you could at least tell that they're you could tell that the guy's on the phone, and the phone isn't as bad of a delay as a guy on a computer screen. Like it's if I take this microphone off.
So what do you want ESPN to send people out to Tuscaloosa to put a microphone?
Nothing they could do. It just sounds horrible. And they're talking all over each other. Like Saban's trying to say something, and then Eli talks on top of him, and then Saban stops. It's so irritating.
It's great though. That broadcast is. I can never watch the Payne and Eli aren't doing the game next week. I'm not going to watch my NFL.
LSU still Phil says Bama by 13, which would
what's the line?
Bama by 14 and a half.
Okay.
Ole Miss lost by 15 last year. People act like they won just like Florida 2 weeks ago.
I don't know. I think it's a lot of points for a team that can score. I like Ole Miss. Not to win, but to cover.
What did I tell you about the 14 and a half? That half point makes a big difference because it opens the back door at 21.
Exactly.
I like getting 14 and a half points much better than getting 20 and a half because at 20 and a half, three touchdowns get you the cover. Whereas, 14 is it's much better if that half point is it's a whole other touchdown. So that being said, and it was the same spread against Florida, and Florida, they did win against the spread. People who bet Florida plus the 14 and a half, they got the cash on winning ticket. And so I think the same thing will happen with Ole Miss. I think that back door is open at 21. Even at 22, the back door is open. They could see Lane Kiffin going for two and getting it to 14. So I'll take Ole Miss.
Okay.
Oregon at Stanford. Oregon only an 8-point road favorite. I know Stanford's been playing much better lately after the season started. Bama scored 63 on them last year. Bet the over. That's another good the over the total's at 79.5 for Bama and Ole Miss.
Wow.
So that LSU Phil's saying they'll go over 90. Yeah, I could see that. I could definitely see that too. Ole Miss is hurry up offense and Corral trying to make a Heisman statement, but Alabama's the Heisman eliminators. But Oregon at Stanford. I'll take Stanford in the 8 points. Oregon's been known to choke in these games. I remember Cristobal couple years ago had the game won and they fumbled and Stanford won the game and at Oregon. I mean Stanford's playing much better. I'll take the points.
Anytime Miami fans start acting like a coach is good, that means he's not good. So give me Stanford.
He's number one on my short list, but not that it's gonna happen. Oklahoma at Kansas State. Oklahoma a 10.5-point road favorite. You can't lay that many points on the road with Oklahoma. And they always lose to Kansas State no matter where it's at. Oh, man, give me KSU, maybe even on that money line.
ASU money line, better the week, hands down. Let's go.
We saw that squeaker against West Virginia, and they need a field goal at the end of the game to win 16-13. That's not, Spencer Rattler has not been good. But in fact, both of those highly touted quarterbacks, Rattler and the Whitesmith, Sam Howell, have not been very good.
Yeah, I like K-State money line, easy. I did this 2 years ago, and I got it. And I was too scared to do it last year, and I didn't get it, and then they won.
Yeah, and they won at Oklahoma.
Right.
With Spencer Rattler as the quarterback.
Bill Snyder is always really good against Oklahoma, always.
Ohio State at Rutgers.
My Indian roster's answer is question only on one specific dating app. Guess which one. What's the next game?
Only on 180. The next game, Ohio State at Rutgers. Ohio State laying 15.5. You know what? I'm going to take Rutgers.
I like Rutgers here a lot.
At home?
Yeah,
Ohio State's quarterback situation is shaky. They haven't been covering.
Justin Fields, after getting that sacked 9 times last week, he's going to be in a lot of pain. No. No Ohio State. Give me Greg Schiano.
Give me the Gers at home. Don't refresh. I gotta scroll back down again. I hate comps. I should have had this on my iPad, but
I got a new J Swipe match. Should I check it while you do this? Or
yeah, go now. Yeah, go ahead. It's good to
no, no, no. I'm gonna pull up the lines, see if I can get them quicker than you.
I'm getting there. My scroll is being, you know, my internet hasn't been bad lately, but I feel like it's starting.
No, it's been good. You've had a couple like a little bit today, but nothing.
It's been rock hard.
It's been nah. It hasn't been a floppy, but it hasn't been rock hard either.
Troy at South Carolina. South Carolina only laying 7 at home against Troy. Oh, God. You know what? I'm going to take Troy. This feels too fishy. I'll take Troy.
Give me USA here.
And this is way too early for one of the biggest rivalries in college football. The Shula Bowl. FIU at FAU. And FAU is laying 10.5. I don't care what the spread is. FAU owns the Shula Bowl. I'll take FAU lay the 10.5.
Yeah, I think Lane Kiffin's gonna have a good weekend. He's gonna cover against Alabama, and then he's gonna beat Butch Davis.
he's gonna get the Shula Bowl all in one swoop.
Yeah, maybe Devin Singletary can get a yard this game.
And then we already did Syracuse of Florida State. That was Big Tone's lock.
Yeah.
Texas Tech at West Virginia. West Virginia laying 7.5. Texas Tech gave up 70 to Texas last week. And West Virginia hung with Oklahoma. I don't know if that's saying a whole lot. That being said, I'll still take West Virginia laying the 7.
Texas Tech is terrible. Give me West Virginia.
And I believe they have the transfer quarterback from Oregon, Tyler Shaw. And he was supposed to be a high pick in the next draft, and he's very eh. UCF at Navy. UCF laying 16.5 against 0-3 Navy. I don't think UCF has their quarterback anymore. I remember Dylan Gabriel thought he broke his collarbone, but Navy with the option. But UCF airing it out.
Yeah, I like UCF here.
I'll take Navy in the points.
All right, I like Central Florida.
Tulane at East Carolina. Tulane is a 4-point road favorite. Tulane is 1-3, but remember they opened the season hanging with Oklahoma.
Yeah, they're 2-2. They're 2-2 because I count that Oklahoma game as a win. Give me Tulane.
Yeah, I'll take Tulane too. Bleep it.
Yeah. Oh, this is a good one. Central Michigan +1 against Miami of Ohio. This is a big rivalry game.
Big at Jaeger Stadium.
Border War.
You're gonna pick Jaeger bombs. You know, every touchdown scored by Miami of Ohio, it's at Jaeger Stadium, you know.
Is it really? Is that where Miami, Ohio plays?
Yeah, Jaeger Stadium in Oxford, Ohio. Wait a minute, hold on. How could they be Miami of Ohio but play in Oxford, Ohio? They're creating a second Miami for no reason.
Why can Miami of Florida be Miami of Florida when they play in Miami Gardens?
But at least it's Miami.
But it's the Gardens. They should be the University of Miami Gardens.
They weren't always in Miami Gardens. They were only
Miami Gardens. They should have been the University of Little Havana.
Yeah.
That would have been cooler when they were at the Orange Bowl.
Then again, the Miami of Ohio, I can't argue. The Canes deserve the parentheses. They how could you tell the difference without
you can't. The parentheses? You can't. Yeah. The only way you can tell, like, so you look at Miami of Ohio, you're like, oh, good. They look good. They must be Miami of Florida. You're like, no. Miami of Florida is the one that looks bad now.
Yeah. And so, yeah, the parentheses are well-deserved. Maybe oh
no! The next game's a big rivalry game. I'm getting mentally prepared for it.
All right. Well, so I'm gonna take Miami of Ohio taking Jaeger bombs at Jaeger Stadium.
All right. How about this one?
Ohio at Akron. Ohio is laying 9 points on the road. Ohio at 0-4, laying 9 on the road. Oh my God.
Our old friend Frank Solids, first friend of the program. Give me Ohio.
God, this is so stinky. But you know what? I'm going to lay the 9 because if it feels too easy to take Akron and the 9 points, Akron has been one of the worst teams in the league the past couple years. What's the next game, SCI? I just got scrolled up again.
The next game is Bowling Green at Kent State. Kent State is a 17-point favorite.
Ooh.
That's a lot of pins. I like Bowling Green here.
Bowling Green, they beat Minnesota. And you're getting 17 points? I like from a 1-3 team. Yeah, I like Bowling Green.
Yeah, it's hard, you know, for sure. Then we got a little FS1 action. Nevada at Boise State. Boise State -6.5.
Yeah, I feel like I'm gonna lay the points with Boise. I know they had a nice bounce back win last week.
Yeah, Colin Kaepernick ain't walking through that door. Give me Boise State.
South Florida at SMU. SMU fresh off that iron skillet plant flag planting victory. God, I gotta say that carefully. And SMU laying 20.5 points with Tanner Mordecai. USF, they battled back against BYU last weekend. SMU, they're probably hung over from the skillet. They're probably overcooking the skillet. I'll take USF. Maybe I'll buy half a point to get to 21.
No. Tyler Mordecai just made that skillet kosher, he leads the country in touchdowns. Give me SMU. Pony up.
Kent State hotter MLWs than Bowling Green. That from a chart of the 203. Shula Bowl, is that where all the style
MLWs? Yeah, and then they go to the Blue Martini in Boca after.
We found out there's a Blue Martini in Seattle. I found that out over the weekend. What? Arkansas really? State.
I don't think that's true. I think that was false information.
That was false from Hito.
Oh, yeah, it was Hito. Yeah, that was false information. I don't think there was one. But who knows? Maybe he's right.
Arkansas State at Georgia Southern. Georgia Southern's a 2-point favorite. God, I know how you feel some of these two games. I'll take JSO minus the two.
I'm on Uber Eats trying to figure out what I'm going to order when we finally get to the NFL games.
Army at Ball State. Army, I feel like Army's always laying 7.5. Whoever they're playing, they're always laying 7.5.
Yeah.
At Ball State.
Yeah, I like Army.
I like Ball State. Letterman. I know Letterman crashed a Kevin Durant press conference at Media Day.
Letterman retired. Get that guy out of here. If you wanted to stay in the media, you should have stayed in the media. You're retired. Bye.
Washington State at Cal. Cal is a 7.5-point favorite at home. I don't know if Cal should be laying that many points, especially the Cal.
I don't know if Washington State should be getting only that.
I'll take Wazoo in the 7.5 and hold my nose.
Yeah, all right, fine. I'll take the Pirate.
Florida. Wait, I don't think he's anymore. Florida at Kentucky. 6 o'clock at ESPN. Florida laying 8 points on the road. Florida, you know, they struggled early with Tennessee. They pulled away. I remember a couple years ago. It feels like the game in Kentucky always comes down to a field goal at the end. And Kentucky's won one of the last 34, but the last couple years that it's been in Kentucky, it's come down to the Kentucky kicker making or missing a field goal at the end. I'm Kentucky the points. And LSU Phil even likes Kentucky money line for this game.
Yeah, I don't. I like Kentucky to cover. I'm not sure about the money line yet.
And you know, I know Emory Jones found his form at home, but is Emory Jones?
Oh,
the same guy. Go ahead, STI.
No. Your internet was getting a little shaky there.
Oh, is it? Is it still shaky?
No, you're good now.
All right. Oh, Trevor for the 203 says, oh, no. Oh, yeah, I can tell it is slow delivering the chat to the stream. Oh, no, I'm getting pooned. Everyone says I'm getting pooned.
No, just for a second. You're fine. Stop giving them excuses to booting you.
All right. You know what? I have too many tabs open. I don't need, you know, the game. I don't need the profile. All right. And so back to the UNLV at UTSA. UTSA is a 21-point favorite at home. I'm going with UTSA all day, even though UNLV hung with Fresno State. But they're not in Vegas, so I'm not taking UT. I'm not taking them.
Yeah, Larry Coker. You know what to say about Larry Coker.
Louisiana Tech at NC State. NC State's a 19.5-point favorite. So La Tech was up 34-14 on Mississippi State, and Mississippi State came back and beat them. Mississippi State beat NC State. NC State, huge win last week. Could be a massive hangover. I'm liking La Tech at the points. I even think they have a shot to win this game outright. It's a big money line payout. It might be worth it.
Yeah, I like La Tech here too.
LSU Phil wants to point out correctly that he hit his two money line picks last week, the Hogs and NC State. When you see Kentucky money line on there, you got to bet Kentucky money line because he's two and oh on his big underdog money line picks. So I'm definitely jumping on Kentucky money line.
Yeah, for sure.
Southern Miss at Rice, 2.5-point favorites. Oh God, that's not enough free holders. I'll take Rice.
Fine, whatever. USM.
Air Force at New Mexico. Air Force is a 10.5-point road favorite. I'll take New Mexico.
No, I take the other team.
Mississippi State at Texas A&M.
Oh, good game.
Texas A&M is a 7-point favorite at home. I'll take Mississippi State. Their offense is A&M without their quarterback.
Yeah, I like the under here too.
46. Wow. Yeah, it's a low number.
Well, it should be.
It was a good game. Baylor at Oklahoma State. Oklahoma State's a 3.5-point home favorite. I'm going to go with Baylor here. I think it's going to be, Baylor's played well. Dave Aranda, former LSU defensive coordinator. I'll take Baylor in the 3.5.
Yeah, and OSU's not very good. I think I'm with you on this one.
Marshall at Middle Tennessee.
Oh, who's that? Luis? I don't know who that is.
Wait, who?
The last message.
Ulysses 2013.
Yeah.
I'll say hi. I hope he's on a bot.
I hope he is. If we're getting the bots, we're doing something right.
Oh, yeah. Marshall at Middle Tennessee. Marshall is a 10-point favorite on the road.
It's Indian Ross's. Oh, welcome. Thanks for coming on. Nice to have you.
Oh, that's right. Oh, yeah. So we got the Rasta family in the house. And so, you know. And so, all right. So, yeah, we will be easy. We'll be easy. Uh-huh. But, she joins us just in time for Marshall at Middle Tennessee. And Marshall laying the 10. I'll take Middle Tennessee.
Marshall, we are Marshall.
Liberty at UAB. UAB, a 1.5-point favorite. Liberty with a heartbreaking loss last week to Syracuse with a field goal at the end.
Yeah.
They're probably crushed.
Yeah.
I know Malik Willis trying to sneak into the first round as a quarterback. I'll take UAB, lay the 1.5.
You know what they say about when people start wanting a coach to come to Miami, he starts thinking, give me UAB.
I'm the only one that suggested Hugh Freeze. I don't think that's a national thing.
No. Herbie didn't talk about it when he was roasting everybody.
but UAB's coach, I believe Bill Clark, he's always a name thrown out there. Bill, I think I saw Barry Jackson a column that had mentioned Bill Clark. Kansas at Iowa State. Get ready for this, SDI. Iowa State is a 34-point favorite.
Oh, yeah. I think I agree with Vegas on this. Give me Iowa State.
I don't know. Purdy has not been good. I'm going to hold my nose and take Kansas in the 34.
You'll be holding your nose for a long time.
The ABC game on 7:30. I don't think Herb Street and Fowler will be doing this game, but this is the quote-unquote primetime game. Indiana at Penn State. Penn State's a 12-point favorite. You could say it's a revenge game after what Penix did last year. Some say he still hasn't gotten over that 2-point conversion.
Yeah, no, he still hasn't scored there, and he's not going to score once against Penn State. Give me Penn State all day.
Dirty Purdy from LSU, Phil.
Good nickname.
Penn State. I don't think they'll be doing the whiteout, so I'll say Indiana covers. I think Indiana.
No, Indiana's terrible.
Western Kentucky at Michigan State. Michigan State's a 10.5-point favorite at home. I'll take Michigan State.
Michigan State against who, sorry?
Western Kentucky.
Oh, yeah, Michigan State.
Boston College at Clemson. Check this out. Clemson is a 15.5-point favorite at home. Can they even score 15 points? I'll take it BC.
This is easy. This is BC 15, easy.
How about this game? UConn at Vanderbilt. And check this out. Vanderbilt is a 14.5-point favorite. I don't think they've been in a 14.5.
Against who?
UConn.
Oh, my God. This is the game. Wait. Phil just told us that Herbie and Fowler are calling the Arkansas-Georgia game.
That's what I thought, because that's the game day game.
How are they not calling the UConn-Vanderbilt game? This is the game of the week.
Oh, my God.
This is the game of the week.
Yes. Herbie and Fowler's game day should be there for UConn-Vanderbilt.
100%. I mean, Herbie lives down the street. It's perfect.
You know how I feel about 14.5. I don't like.
Yeah, but it's my gosh.
I'm laying the 14.5, and I'm gonna have that uncomfortable feeling when Vanderbilt's up by 21 points and UConn's driving. I don't care. I'll take that uncomfortable hold me feeling. I mean, I know UConn. They had a nice. They hung around with Wyoming last week. I think they were winning in the fourth quarter. But I'll take Vandy. Uncomfortably lay the 14.5.
Give me Vandy. And yes, we did talk about Ohio State already.
We can reference that game again for the new.
Yeah, we can do it again.
It was Ohio State at Rutgers, and Ohio State was laying 15.5, and we both like Rutgers to cover.
Right. We don't like Ohio State's quarterbacks.
And Rutgers, you know, they've been hanging tough. Shiano tough. They hung with Michigan last week. You know, speaking of the Big Ten, Northwestern. Wow.
Yeah, what is up with you today? You can't speak.
Well, that could have been that is not my worst blunder today. Northwestern at Nebraska. Nebraska laying 11.5. Nebraska's weird, man. I'm taking Northwestern. That's too many points for Nebraska to lay.
God, this is I have to pick either J.A. Adonde or Nebraska?
Yes.
All right, fine. Give me Rachel Nichols.
Greeny. right. Rachel Nichols. Louisiana at Southern Alabama, otherwise known as USA. The Raging Cajuns are 12.5-point favorites at USA. USA is at home, so I'm taking the points.
Oh, okay, because they don't. Yeah, they won't force it at home. All right. Yeah, I mean, let's see. I hope that's a train. That'd be funny.
All right, this is the game that LSU Phillips has been waiting for. 9 o'clock on ESPN.
He will be at the game.
Oh, he's going to be at the game.
Yes, sir.
Auburn at LSU. It's so cool. I have you see a 9 o'clock game. You're thinking a Pac-12 or Mountain West game. It's an SEC game. Mm-hmm. But I know it's Central time. It's only 8 o'clock. But still, Auburn at LSU. LSU is a 3.5-point favorite at home. I wonder who Auburn's quarterback is going to be. Is it going to be
Trevor? It's 9 Eastern, 8 local time.
Yeah, 8 local. Yeah. LSU is number one in the nation. LSU Phil wants to point out LSU is number one in the nation in sacks. That night, okay, I shouldn't have put that one on the screen.
Well, no. He said it on like episode like 15. He made that joke against Texas.
Yeah, with Sam Ellinger. He made that same joke. With Sam Ellinger.
If he said it on the pod live, he can type it on Twitch.
Fine.
I mean, this is the Myers Leonard network that allows things like that. So we're good.
There it is. All right. I give it Twitch some love. We'll be the first sellout since Burrow Senior Night in 2019. So I get. Obviously they had a limited attendance last year because of COVID. But you're telling me, I guess because LSU had the strict rules of the vaccine. You have to show proof of vaccine or a negative test to get into the stadium. So based on what LSU Phillips is telling us is that they were the first slew of home games they had were not sellouts. They've had to. I mean, it's not like this is their first home game. Or was it because did they have any
games? Well, there were no home games last year. Last year, there were no sellouts.
Yeah, I know that. But they've played home games this year.
Yeah, but probably against Cupcakes.
Yeah, that is true. Yeah, I remember they wore their purple jerseys one of the games. Whenever they wore their purple jerseys, it's always against the Cupcake.
Yeah. they're playing Auburn. What's the line?
LSU minus 3.5. But who's the quarterback going to be for Auburn? Is it going to be Bo Nix or is it going to be the other guy?
It would be a revenge game.
Ooh.
If it's not Bo Nix, if it's the other guy for Auburn, he's an LSU transfer.
Oh, that's had some juice. Yeah, I may need to wait and see. I may need to wait and see on that.
So I want Auburn to win because I want LSU Florida in 2 weeks to be a night game. I don't want it to be a 3:30 CBS game because I'm going to be at that game, and I want to be in LSU on a night game, so that's why I'm going for Auburn here.
That's fair. That's fair. But I mean, we could look at the rest of the schedule and see what
Phil explained it to me all yesterday. I can read it. I can reread the text if you're that interested.
I'll take LSU. I feel like it's a night game at home. Auburn, they did it hung with Penn State in their whiteout game, but they have too many quarterback issues and they just struggled with Georgia State. So I'll take, by the way, we didn't mention that when Georgia State hung with, Auburn. We're talking about Georgia State, Appalachian State. But anyway, Old Dominion at UTEP. UTEP's a 5.5-point favorite. I'll take UTEP disgustingly.
Yeah, UTEP all the way. They're good this year.
As Reese Davis would say, pick up the pace here. Yes. Washington at Oregon State. Oregon State's a 2.5-point home favorite. Wow, when was the last time Oregon State was a home favorite over Washington?
Mike Riley, hip, hip, hooray. Let's go State.
Yeah, I'll take Washington in the points. Arizona State at UCLA, good late night game. UCLA is a 3.5-point favorite at home. I'll take UCLA.
Yeah, I got UCLA to win the Pac-12 South.
New Mexico State at San Jose State. San Jose State minus 27.5.
San Jose State, legitimate football team.
I'll take Sajizu as well. I'll lead the 27.5. And finally, 11 o'clock at night on the CBS Sports Network, Fresno State at Hawaii. Fresno State, 18th ranked team in the country, only laying 10 at Hawaii. I'll lay it all day with Fresno State.
Yeah, Fresno State, decent football team.
All right, and finally, SDI, we made it to the NFL portion. Whew, wow, that was.
I know. I just hit place order on my Uber Eats order.
Well, we're only an hour and 14 minutes in. I'm doing better than I thought.
Yeah,
I will be the one streaking across the field in the second quarter. And George Costanza.
Perfect. So we got to make the bet that there'll be somebody on the field.
So I see a Sox and then an FSU from Indian Rasta. And then people saying, all right, here's a real segment. All right, the most important game of the slate, as we always do. Let's start with the Thursday night game. As we always do, it is the Jacksonville Jaguars at the Cincinnati Bengals, and the Bengals are laying 7.5 at home at SDI, as we must always do. We must put up the map.
We have to put up the map.
We got to put up the map. And wow, I got to squint to see this map.
Well, if you look on the left, it says 797 miles.
Yeah, I see 790 miles from Jacksonville. I went from stadium to stadium. You see, I have it from TIAA Bank Field to Paul Brown Stadium.
Mm-hmm.
I see. Why is it so small? But it's only an hour 40-minute flight from Jacksonville to Cincinnati.
Yes, I mean, I've flown from Miami to Cincinnati. It's not that far.
When I saw it last, I'm gonna go back to this. I can actually look at the screen. Yes, 797 miles going this way. Actually, I had it up earlier. And it was telling me to go this way.
That's the flight.
Oh no! This is the bus route. Oh my
God. Click on the middle one, the middle line.
The middle one's the flight. The middle one's the flight.
Okay.
And this is the drive. 797 miles. That's above 500 miles. Now the rule didn't help us last week. SDI.
Well, last week it wasn't more than 500, was it?
It was, but Carolina. I mean, you also had the Houston Texans being the home team.
Right.
That's still too long of a flight for overrated chili from LSU film.
He's right.
That's Jason Jackson with the Skyline Chili telling Solana to go hit it up. But you know what? That being said, Jacksonville's bad as it is, and now they're going to travel more than 500 miles for a road game. I don't care. 7.5 is uncomfortable. Jamar Chase lighting it up. I'm going to take Cincinnati and lay the 7.5.
7.5 seems way too low. I like Cincinnati big.
All right, Trevor from the 203 says, I'll do that drive, no problem. Indian Rasta says, watch out for the Pornhub website popping up.
Yeah, but Trevor from the 203, every weekend he's in some other stadium. And like that guy spends more time in the car than Susie Baseball.
Yeah, Susie Baseball. She traveled to all 30 ballparks. And
yeah, she's in Toronto this weekend.
Oh, is she still on the tour?
I think she's just finally allowed to go to Toronto.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, she did Buffalo. I remember she did Buffalo on the tour. Oh Lord, I'm from Jayville. They suck a little. That's true. All right, I'll take that off the screen.
Wait. So Twitch ** sucks. Like they ** on the chat.
Oh, I didn't see. I guess because I'm watching on the StreamYard.
Yeah, so if I'm watching on the StreamYard, I can see that she wrote that suck. They suck. But on the actual Twitch, it's ** out.
Yeah, well, I said a word. I hope they blurred that out. Earlier. But anyways, that's the event. We'll get into the Sunday schedule. Washington football team at the Atlanta Falcons. It is Washington who is a 1.5-point roadie at Atlanta. God, sticky game. But I'm going to take – I know home dog, 3 points or less. The Falcons are desperate. Actually, they have a win. They won 2. I'll take Atlanta.
Yeah, they beat the Giants last week. They beat the Giants on Sunday. I like the football team here.
Texans at the Bills. The Bills are 16.5-point favorites at home, and the Bills are on fire. I'm laying the points.
This is easy. I mean, it'll be hard. They'll have a tougher time against Houston than they did against Miami, but give me Buffalo here.
LSU Phil says, I'm going to be the University of Miami professor get canceled because of a pornographic file name.
And I'm going to be Jeffrey Toobin.
Lions at Bears. Bears are 3-point favorites at home. God, the Lions are coming off that huge heartbreak, but I can't trust the Bears. I'll take Detroit.
I don't even know who Chicago's quarterback's going to be. My gut feeling says it's going to end up being Nick Foles. I like Detroit here.
Carolina.
See, there you go. Trevor from the 203 is driving from wherever he lives, Connecticut, wherever you live, to Chicago.
Damn. The guy's putting in miles. Panthers at Cowboys. Cowboys are 5-point favorites at home. Panthers are 3-0, but I think they're due for a big loss. I'll take the Cowboys. I'll lay the points.
Yeah, I like Dallas here too. As much as it hurts me to because of Indian Rasa being here, but I like the Cowboys here.
All right, Colts and Dolphins. The Dolphins are 1.5-point home favorites. It's the first game they've been favored in all year.
Big revenge game.
I guess the big revenge game with Jacoby Brissett, but I feel like the Dolphins' offensive line is going to let them down. I will take the Colts.
This is easy. This is really easy. I don't know. This is actually not easy.
I can't see the Colts starting 0-4 either.
Well, I can't trust Carson Wentz. His ankles don't work.
Yeah, but the Dolphins don't get pressure on the quarterback. Jalen Phillips is a ghost. He's gonna have all the time in the world to throw the football. He's not gonna get anywhere near hurt.
You know what? I'm going to go with Miami here.
Will Jalen Waddle break his yards per catch record of 4.8? Well,
will he get out of the end zone?
Will he get out of the end zone out of safety?
is that his first career time being in the end zone?
No, he scored week one on a little 3-yard drag route from two.
All right.
I wish I could put LSU Phil's Twitch on the screen, but I...
What? Waddleblows.avi? Like your file names. F Tua? Like what's the problem?
All right. I like the Colts. I can't trust the Dolphins. Browns at Vikings. Browns 2-point road favorites. I like the Vikings at home. Home dog, 3 points less. Give me the Vikes.
I mean, the Vikings have been surprisingly good this year, but I like Cleveland here.
Giants at Saints. Saints are 8-point favorites. I know the Giants are bad, but I don't know about laying 8 points. I'll see the Giants.
No, I like New Orleans.
All right. Titans at Jets. Titans are 7.5-point road favorites at the Jets, and yeah, they'll cover. The Jets are a disaster.
I mean, Tannehill against his former coach, Adam Gase, so Adam Gase might have some secret information here. Give me the Jets.
That's not the coach.
Oh, he's not there? Oh, wait, they fired the best coach in football? No, give me the Titans.
Oh, yeah, you're so high. This you speaking of a revenge game, monster revenge game. Kansas City Chiefs at the Philadelphia Eagles. It is Andy Reid's, I believe it's his first game in Philadelphia since leaving the Eagles.
That makes sense.
They played the Eagles like 4 years ago, but it was in Kansas City. It was in Kansas City. The Chiefs are 7-point favorites on the road, and I think Andy Reid is going to pour it on, especially coming off a loss.
Well, is he going to coach?
Oh, that's right. But he's out of the hospital.
Yeah, but
is he going to coach? It's a revenge game. I think he's going to try. He'll coach from his hospital bed like Hugh Freeze did that one time if he has to.
Stat Boys, Trevor from the 203, says he coached in Philly in 2013.
Wow, he's been the
yeah, he's
coach
been in Kansas City for 9 years. That's insane.
That's right. It was a Thursday night game in Kansas City.
All right, so does that change your opinion?
I don't know, but yeah, but he, you know what? Back then, he didn't have a Super Bowl ring. This time, he could show off a Super Bowl ring.
Okay, yeah, no, I like Kansas City. I mean, they're not good though. They're not good this year. I don't think Kansas City's good. I'm gonna take the Eagles here.
You never lose that. Like it's been 8 years since that game. You never lose that itch for revenge.
No, I understand, but Kansas City's just not good this year.
Yeah. All right. Moving on. We're in the 4 o'clock games already. We got through these games pretty fast. Cardinals at Rams. Rams are 4.5-point favorites. They're so hot right now. I could be wrong on Matthew Stafford.
Yeah. Matthew Stafford is the MVP right now.
Well, I have a 95% hit rate on my takes. I've been right on the Dolphins. I've been right on Waddle so far. That I've been right about Sewell. I may be wrong. I may be wrong about Matthew Stafford. I've been right.
Before everybody started saying that the Rams are going to win the Super Bowl with Stafford, as soon as I found out the trade, I texted you right away. Rams are going to the Super Bowl. They're not going to lose the game. They're going to be the first team to go 21-0. Give me the Rams.
I was right on Manny Diaz. I might be closest to the pin on my 6-11 prediction, but I admit. But you know what? Stafford still has to win in the playoffs.
No, right. Time will tell.
And that being said, I'll take the Cardinals and the 4.5. Seahawks at 49ers. 49ers are 2.5-point favorites at home. They got heartbroken last week, which saved the Dolphins because that's their only draft pick. But I'll take Sam. I think Seattle's like I'll take San Francisco lay the 2.5.
No, I like Seattle here. I don't think San Francisco is very good.
I don't think Seattle is either.
No, I know, but I just Russell Wilson. I'll take him over Garoppolo.
Tyler Lockett, Baltimore Ravens at the Denver Broncos. The Broncos are 1-point favorites at home against the Ravens.
Wait.
The Ravens should have lost last week. You probably feel like that. But I can't see Denver going 4-0 with Teddy Bridgewater.
Yeah, no, give me. No. I mean, I don't think Lamar Jackson is good, and I think kickers are a fake position, and Justin Tucker should be kicked out of the football league, like all other kickers. But give me Baltimore here.
Yeah, I feel like everyone's going to take Baltimore. I mean, yeah, I'll take Baltimore too, but not feeling good about that.
Yeah, something's fishy there. Only 1 point. That's crazy.
Steelers at Packers. Packers are 6.5-point favorites at home. Steelers are terrible. I'll take Green Bay later.
They're the worst team in that division, and it's not even close. Give me Green Bay.
I mean, yeah, the Bengals just whooped them in Pittsburgh by 2 touchdowns.
Yeah.
The SDI, do you know that, speaking of revenge games, I feel like they haven't talked about this game enough. Tampa Bay at New England Sunday night. It's like every second.
Wait. Why is this such a big game?
Yeah, I don't know. They spent like every second on Get Up talking about this game. I don't get the big deal, but the fascination about this game.
No, I mean, New England's not good. What's the line?
Tampa Bay -6.5.
Yeah, I like Tampa Bay here. That's all. There's no reason to keep talking about this game.
I mean, it was funny. I heard on Tobin and Leroy, they play a clip from Bill Belichick about some guy, Sully and Murph, asking him about, about his thoughts about Brady's returning to New England. And Bill's like, oh, we've already addressed that. We're moving on. We're just going to focus on the win. And then the guy goes back at him. He goes, no, you haven't. No, you haven't addressed that.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what? I'm boycotting this game. I'm not watching it. I'm already sick of it.
They had the debate on Tobin and Leroy. It's like, will Tom Brady get a montage? And Tobin's like, yes. And then Leroy's like, no, they don't do this. This isn't the NBA. They don't do that. And Tobin's like, you're crazy. Worst take of all time. So I think they're going to have some sort of bet on that. And then that being said, oh, SDI, you're probably so mad at me because you've been waiting to pick this game all day. And of all the games we picked, you've been waiting to pick this one. Monday Night Football, the Las Vegas Raiders at SoFi Stadium to take on the LA Chargers and the wonderful Justin Herbert.
So the Raiders are at home.
The Chargers are 3.5-point favorites at whatever you want to call it, home or road or whatever.
No, they're on the road. Trevor from the 203 is right. It's going to be 100. There's going to be two Charger fans. LA's a Raider town as it is. And then the proximity to Las Vegas, give me the Raiders all day. Justin Herbert's the most overrated quarterback of my lifetime.
And, Raiders getting points. I think I'm going to lead towards the Raiders. They don't have. I think, the back door could be open down 10. You know, you get to within three. And like you said, it's going to be a raucous Raider crowd. It's Sophie. And Peyton and Eli won't be doing the game. Is that what I heard?
They're off the next 3 weeks, apparently.
Oh. So you might not be watching this game anyway. This is the game you want to watch. But now you might have to watch.
And I'll be back in Miami by the time. Yeah, my flight gets back at like 6:30, so I'll be home in time. I'm not watching it.
And I'll
start from the 203, none, because there's not going to be any Charger fans there.
How many fights at this Raider Chargers? Yeah, that's all right. All right, SDI, we got it to within under an hour and a half. We actually did better than last week, and I thought we were going slow.
And they just picked up my food. It's perfect timing. That's all the way. We have time. We have time.
Well, yeah. Well, I mean, we do have time, but you know, but I guess we'll see. Well, you know, we did the Ted Lasso thing at the beginning of the show. Mm-hmm. Got all the picks in. Got the Biasso, and you got out your wig.
Yeah.
Well, who know? I'm surprised that they're doing another episode of Ted Lasso that's coming this Friday.
Yeah, it was hard. It was hard. I got the wig this weekend before I saw you on Saturday, and it was hard not to tell you that I had a prop.
I mean, who knows what's in store for us next week?